Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life. There's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind. Drive mad.
Social justice, a criminally subliminal, analog to digital, problems that are pivotal, connections to a system that limits the individual. They only see residuals in this epistemology, and all the greater things that are dreamt in this philosophy exist in mist and fog. You see a process of the policy, so we posse up and rock them like a fellow symbiotically. Abolish making models, roll with problem solving tactics, targets irritation, grab the battle axe through presence on a certain oppression with a side of death and taxes. As the curtain's getting open, strip the wizard of his magic, the habit to be broken and a habit to be gained. And it happens to imagine action plans for social change, acted as a platform. All we've got to lose a change. It's not a moving backwards, that would be insane.
It is a world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Put your fists up. If you're for liberation, put your fists up. For a better education, put your fists up. If you're pissed about the situation, resistance exists, so come alive, take it. Put your fists up. If you're about that freedom, put your fists up. For giving people what they need.
Frankfurt school student, Adorno and Horkheimer, in it for the music, in it for the movement, KRS to Paolo Berry, critical pedagogy by all means necessary, and there is no sound unless the connection's intersectional, culturally responsive and actually effectual, no but chilling, the system's been illing.
What more can I say?
Lads and Billings, theory is essential, praxis is what matters, keep going back to the fact remains a factor, not the brass tacks at that side of the structure, a rhizomatic after shows your cracks to the interruptions, we respect it. Cultures for the knowledge and the wisdom. Politicians couldn't mask it as an act of class division. I have to ask you, who designed the prison that you live in? The conditions all connect to suspect definitions.
Knowledge, culture, power, authority. How are these things constituted? What's the basis for knowledge? Who has the authority to implement it? In what way does it speak to a particular kind of future? Because all education is an introduction in some way to the future. It's a struggle over what kind of future you want for young people. It's a struggle over the kinds of subjectivities that make that future possible. It's a struggle over notions of narrative that students can relate to and in some way understand, so they can see education as being fundamental to who they are and how they relate to the world.
What's a